Now, he asked about multiple relationships, the balance and all these. Another thing that we need to understand about relationships and energy is that each person has one package or one unit of romantic energy. Romantic energy is a lot different than spiritual energy or mental energy. Let's say I'm a guy that I have this secretary, this good-looking female secretary, and somebody in a neighboring office wants to borrow her and use her. So I say, sure, no problem. I don't need her this afternoon, you take her. So we just pass this good-looking female secretary around, and maybe there's a half a dozen people using her. So she has a relationship with maybe a half a dozen men, and there's absolutely no jealousy at all because it's all just done on a mental basis. So mental sharing is not a problem. You have unlimited sharing ability with no jealousy, no negative feedback on the mental level as long as there's fairness involved. But when it comes to somebody you're romantically linked with, if somebody comes and says, oh, you got a good-looking wife, can I borrow her for a couple days? Have some wild sex orgy with her and everything? And what would you think? Heck no, you can't borrow her. Would you think I'm crazy? And if he did borrow her, then you'd feel like getting some revenge. You have tremendous jealousy over that. So the romantic energy is a totally different animal than mental energy or spiritual energy. These higher energies have no problem with sharing energy. That's not a problem. As long as it's not stolen or long as needs are met and things like this. But not so with romantic energy. Romantic energy is very possessive. And it's the way it should be because it keeps two people together. Now, how about polygamous relationship? How does that work? Well, let's take a look at that. We have one unit of energy. We'll just draw a circle. That's one unit. Okay? Now, the male has one unit and the female has one unit. Now, the ideal thing for a relationship is to merge these so they're completely merged into two, into the two into one. But when these two units are together, the sharing is never 100%. In a really good relationship, you may have 80% sharing. In an average relationship, you may have 50% sharing. Now, let's suppose you're in a relationship and you share 80% and your partner shares 50%. So you got 30% going out into the ethers, just wasted. And you're only getting 50% back, so you feel a vacuum because you're giving more romantic energy than the spouse is giving back. And so there's a vacuum there. So the ideal in the relationship is to have an even exchange. If you're sharing 80%, your partner needs to share 80% back, so that you have 100%, because you kept your own 20%. Now, if you're single, you got 100% pretty much you just keep to yourself, so you feel fairly balanced outside of, because you're polarizing the male or female energy, you still have a need to bring somebody in to balance you off. So you're not completely balanced, but you don't go through a tremendous unbalance like somebody in a marriage relationship that's has energy taken from them. So if you're sharing 80%, the other person is sharing 50%, then you have 30% going out into the wilderness. So you're only a 70% fulfilled, because 30% is just going out there. When you share the 80% or 70% or 60%, you have to get that back or you will feel unsettled. Now, there are some relationships, marriages at work, where they don't share that much. And maybe they both share 50%. And because they're both sharing 50% and they keep 50% to themselves, they still feel very balanced. They just don't have an intense relationship. They have a fairly casual relationship. Now, one of the problems is that if they, one of them has an affair, if they're sharing 50%, if they're sharing a low amount, 50%, and then one of them has an affair, it's a little bit harder to detect than if their sharing is more intense. Let's say they're both sharing 90% of their energy with each other, and they have a great relationship. They have a very intense relationship. They're in love, and they let all their vulnerabilities go, and they have a high degree of sharing. And then, say the female's got this job, and the boss puts a make on her a little bit, and he keeps flirting with her again and again, and pretty soon she starts liking it and paying attention, and he takes her out to lunch and really treats her good, and so she starts giving 20% of her energy to her boss. Now, the other guy who's given 90%, now he's only getting back 70%, and he'll feel something's wrong. And so he'll start asking questions. He'll say, well, how's that boss been treating you? You know, he'll suspect something. And he'll say something. And because she feels a little guilty, she feels reactive to it, defensive. And she says, well, are you jealous? That would be silly to be jealous of my boss. He's just a friend. And so that offends her, and so the boss comes on stronger, and then pretty soon she gives him more energy because her husband starts being an irritation toward her. And so pretty soon she gives the boss 30% of her energy, and then eventually they have an affair. After the affair, now she has about 60% of her energy she gives to her boss, and maybe only about 20% to her spouse. And now the spouse is really discombobulated. He's asking a lot of questions. He's feeling very skeptical. The woman is very defensive. And so he is really out of balance because he's got 60% of his energy just going in the ethers and getting hardly any of it back because of this affair now. And so it's not going to be very long before he discovers what's going on. And when he does, then he'll have to make a decision at that point. And they'll have to work something out. So it's interesting when you think about it that you all have one unit of romantic energy that has to be maintained if you're going to feel in balance. Now, the ideal relationship requires you to share the maximum amount. In the ideal relationship, you'd both share 100%. So how do you go about this? What keeps people from sharing 100%?